Surah Maryam, verses 27 to 40.
The passage of the last few ayat, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came to console Maryam alayhi salam as she was all alone going through labor pains with no one at her side. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam showed her how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala miraculously produced a running brook, a stream of water for her to drink from and to look at. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave fruit from a tree which was not, it was not the time for it to give fruit, or it was not in a condition to give fruit. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give her Isa alayhi salam, and she was not to respond to any human being, but to rather indicate to him, and he would respond and give testimony about her chastity. So we continue with ayah 27. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. Maryam alayhi salam was adequately comforted by the words of Jibreel alayhi salam, and she then delivered Isa alayhi salam. So she carried him. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. So she carried him. She left from that location where she went to. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَوْمَهَا أَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا. She brought him back to her people. Upon seeing her and realizing that she was unmarried, carrying a child, they thought, where has the child come from? At once they harbored evil thoughts about her. And they said, قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. O Maryam, you have committed a monstrous act, never heard of, something very, very evil, unprecedented. Ya Ukhta Harun, ayah 28, zina, fornication, is evil in any case, but in your case it is all the more heinous, because Ya Ukhta Harun, O sister of Harun, no one in your family was ever known to commit such a shameful misdeed. مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ. Your father was neither an evil man, so that such evil tendencies could develop in you. وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. Nor was your mother ever unchaste for you to tread upon that path. As for Harun, who is your brother, and who has been named after the great prophet of Allah, he is such a righteous human being. So for someone with such a pure family background, such a misdeed is truly monstrous. Ayah 29, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. So Maryam alayhi salam listened to the outpouring of condemnation and said nothing. Instead, أَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed to the child, indicating that they should address him about the matter and he would respond. So they felt that she was making a mockery of them, and they retorted, قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How are we supposed to speak to an infant still in the lap of his mother, still in a cradle? How are we supposed to speak to him? Ayah 30, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَالَ. So Isa alayhi salam, a child, infant child, in that instant he said, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, I am a distinct slave of Allah. I am Abdullah. I am a slave of Allah. I am not Allah. I am not God as Christians maintain. Neither am I wretched as the Jews maintain. Jews say he is an illegitimate child. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. The fact that I am a slave of Allah, and a distinct one for that matter, is established by the fact that Atani al-kitab. He has given me the book. Means he will certainly grant me the Injil in the future. Therefore, it is as if it is already given to me. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And he has made me a prophet. My prophethood will manifest in the future. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. Ayah 31. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتْ. And he has made me blessed wherever I may be, so that his creation will derive religious blessings and guidance through me. I am a means of barakah, source of barakah for his creation. And along with that, وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And he has enjoined upon me to establish salah, wazzaka, and discharge zakah, مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. For as long as I am living in this world. However, after my ascension, I will not be duty bound to carry out these obligations. Nevertheless, the fact that I have been commanded to obey him proves that I am a slave of Allah. I am not a deity in my own capacity. Ayah 32, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And he bids me to be dutiful and kind to my mother, and she is mentioned alone, as I have no father. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And he has not made me a wretched oppressor, one who violates the laws of Allah and who is neglectful of his obligations to his mother. Ayah 33, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ. And this Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's speech, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ. And peace be upon me from Allah himself, يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ, the day I was born, وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ, the day I will die, which is closer to the end of time after my descent from heaven, وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّ, and peace from Allah upon me, the day I will be brought back to life once again. So Allah's peace upon me signifies that I am among his chosen servants. The next five ayah, the next passage digresses from the story of Isa alayhi salam in order to reaffirm Tawheed and to instill fear of the Day of Judgment in the hearts of those who refute its occurrence. Ayah 34, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. So that is who Isa, son of Maryam, was. So that is Isa, son of Maryam, as we have read about him. He is a righteous and accepted slave of Allah. He is no divine being as Christians suggest, nor is he wretched, na'udhu billah, as the Jews maintain. قول الحق, I am making a statement of utter truth. الذي فيه يمترون, which they who are guilty of either extreme are disputing about. Christians dispute and they say he is a deity, he is divine. Jews dispute and they say, na'udhu billah, he is illegitimate. So this is قول الحق, a statement of truth. Ayah 35, مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِ وَلَدْ سُبْحَانَهُ. Whilst the Jews have a derogatory view of a prophet of Allah, it is the Christians whose crime is greater, as attributing divinity to Isa alayhi salam is an attack on the majesty and grandeur of Allah himself. So let them know, مَا كَانَ لِلَّهِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ مِ وَلَدْ. It is not befitting of the majesty of Allah that he should have a son or beget a son. Subhanahu, exalted is he above that. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When he determines a thing, he says to it, be, and it is. Since he has willed that Isa alayhi salam be created without a father, so it is, it has occurred. Ayah 36, and to further establish the concept of Tawheed, and so that the polytheists also take note of it, declare, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ. Indeed, Allah is my Lord as well as your Lord. فَاعْبُدُوهُ. So worship him alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This worship of one true God is the straight path. فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ. But despite Tawheed being established beyond doubt, the various factions differed and disputed among themselves and formed new beliefs and new religions. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ مَشْهَدِ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. So woe to those who disbelieve from the advent of a catastrophic day. أَسْمِعْ بِهِمْ وَأَبْصِرْ يَوْمَ يَأْتُونَنَا. The day when they will return to us for reckoning and requital, how well they shall hear and see. Whatever they refuted, they are going to see it and hear it for themselves on that day as the realities unfold. لَكِنِ الظَّالِمُونَ الْيَوْمَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. But the evildoers are today in this world in complete and total deviation. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ. And warn them, يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them of the coming of the day of bitter regret. Day of bitter regret, يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, when the decision regarding admission to heaven or hell would be done and concluded, and death itself, mort itself, will be sacrificed so that the inmates of heaven and hell could never perish thereafter. So warn them of the day of bitter regret. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ. They are in ghafla, they are heedless today in this world. وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and they do not want to believe. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضِ. But they will perish one day, and indeed it is we who shall inherit the earth and all who dwell upon it. It means Allah is the supreme master and owner of everything, And it is to us, وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ, and it is to us that they shall be all be returned, and they will taste the chastisement for the kufr and shirk they committed. Let us do the tilawah of ayah number 20, ayah 27 to ayah 40, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وإن الله ربي وربكم ربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم فاختلف الأحزاب من بينهم فويل للذين كفروا من مشهد يوم عظيم أسمع بهم وأبصر يوم يأتوننا لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة إذ قضي الأمر وهم في غفلة وهم لا يؤمنون إنا نحن نرث الأرض ومن عليها وإلينا يرجعون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد